Hi, and welcome to the Daniel Hyman Podcast. This is Daniel, and today I'm going to be talking about my road to simple living. And I'm kind of cheating with the title because road to simple living kind of implies that I've already gotten there, and I'm going to tell you what I did to get there. And honestly, what I'm going to share with you is basically the pebbles that I keep stepping on as I'm starting my journey into simple living. Right before I started this whole redesign, relaunch project, both with Daniel Hyman as a brand, as a project, and my media company, that's kind of like the umbrella for everything that I'm doing right now. I remember I was driving to work, and I had been already for like 2-3 months already doing a lot of planning, doing a lot of studying, writing down ideas, organizing what I wanted to do, kind of setting out the 5-year plan and everything. And I remember as I was driving to work this one day, this overwhelming sense of I am a fraud. It was huge, huge imposter syndrome, to the point that I actually just had to like get it off my chest. And I recorded myself just maybe like a 5-6 minute rant, not really meant to be played to anyone. I did share it with my really good friend and partner, who's helped me with all the business planning and everything. And he understood, but it was a very cathartic moment. I basically had this particular breakdown in my psychic breakdown in a way where I realized why the hell am I going to set out to talk about simple living when nothing about my life is simple? I work in healthcare, which is a very complicated, very much not simple field, especially in the current pandemic era. I work far from home. It's about a 40-minute commute from my home to my work. I drive a minivan. I'm married. I have a family man with 2 girls. And, you know, I have a house. I live in the suburbs. I have 2 dogs. I have a yard. I have to put out the trash. I have to go to the supermarket, you know, put gas and like pretty much everything about my life is, you know, your usual modern life, but certainly I wouldn't call it simple. There are elements of simplicity that I value. I'm kind of a minimalist in terms of what I own and what I keep and what I bring into my life. But I really wouldn't say that I lead a simple life. And it struck me like, where do I get off setting out a whole 5-year plan, a whole business plan, a whole topic to guide the development of this project that I've been working on all this time, that I'm going to be working on for the next, you know, for however long? Where do I get off deciding that simple living is going to be the true north that I'm going to be following when I don't know anything about it? And my friend, very clearly and very wisely, and which is why he's a great sounding board for ideas, and you know, we work like that, but he just simply pointed it out. That's exactly the reason why you are the person that needs to do this, because you're not there and you can talk about the process of getting there. And of course, it makes absolute sense when you really stop to think about it. When he said it to me, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. It didn't take away the imposter syndrome that I felt that day, but when I tell you that today we're going to be talking about my road to simple living, that's what I mean. We're not really going to, I'm not there yet, not even close. But I've started taking some steps. And part of this process, I think, it's that we need to be accountable of the things that we have done, of the things that I have done. I want to share them with you as well. And of the things that I would like to do, the things that I haven't done, where things are working, where things aren't working, because at the end of the day, it's all fine and dandy for everybody who is out living in the woods in their little cabin and, you know, or homestead, and they finally achieved that particular dream. And now they're working on a different kind of challenge, you know, because that's not an easy life by any stretch of the imagination. There are people who have already gotten to us a particular sense of or a particular place of simple living, and now they're dealing with a different kind of challenge of maintaining that lifestyle. We're talking, at least I am. Where I am is in that point where I am trying to get there. And I think that there's a lot of people that I know that are trying to achieve that. Maybe not necessarily get to a full-on simple lifestyle, but certainly bring some of those elements into their own life. I think that we could all do with a lot less complexity in the way that we live our day-to-day lives. And I think that we all can appreciate bringing some elements of simplicity and peace into our lifestyle. And that's where I am. So what has been my road to simplicity, to simple living so far? It's been hard. I'll tell you that much. I obviously continue to work at a hospital. I work in a corporate job, but I work in a hospital. I'm not necessarily bedside. So I do work 5 days a week. I still have to commute. I still have to drive. But I'm being a lot more intentional about the time that I spend at work, valuing my time when I'm at work and when I'm not at work. I have realized that because I'm there for 8 hours a day, some of the projects that we end up doing, you know, you kind of stretch them out for however long it takes because it doesn't make a difference. I'm going to be there for 8 hours whether I finish my project quickly or not. But if I am efficient in what I'm doing, that means that I can complete more projects and pay attention to other more rewarding areas of my particular practice. Some human interaction with the other nurses that I work with, making sure that I'm supporting them, making sure that I am giving them the educational support that they need, which is a far more rewarding part of my work than doing reports and, you know, PowerPoints and things like that. Using my time wisely while I'm at work has allowed me to start spending time in more rewarding areas of my job description. So even though I'm still there for the 8 hours, the type of tasks that I'm doing, the type of work that I'm doing has been a lot more rewarding for myself and for my team, for my staff that I work with. The other thing is that once my time is there, if it's not something that really requires, you know, a little bit of extra time, if it's something that can wait, if I've been able to like really maneuver my time correctly, that means that when I'm done, I'm done. And when it's time to leave, you know, I put everything behind me and I then switch to off work mode. It doesn't work all the time. Again, working in healthcare at the moment is a very stressful time. Doesn't matter which way you cut it. So some of that stress still comes with me home sometimes. And there are days where it gets the best of me. Just last night, it was, you know, I was very tense because of a lot of little situations that had popped up and between work and life, and it got to me. So it requires a lot more mindfulness on my part to make sure that if it's something that I can leave behind at work, I do, that I use my driving time to sort of decompress and compartmentalize my time between work and home so that when I am home, I am able to be present for my family. I have made a concerted effort to start spending more dedicated time with my daughters in the evenings, of doing bedtime with them every night, even though sometimes it's very stressful because there is nothing more hyper than a child right before bedtime when they don't really want to go to bed, but they are so tired that they're absolutely cuckoo cachoo. But it is still quality time that I spend with them. We read, we sing songs, you know, I put them to bed. Spending time with my wife, spending time doing my work, my podcast, my videos, my writing essays, and, you know, making sure that I'm growing this particular side of both creatively and business-wise, because I would like this to develop into something that I can eventually generate an income that can allow me to step away from that other more stressful kind of work. These are a few things that I've been doing, and it's only been a month, like from the technical beginning of my 5-year plan at the beginning of January. It's only really been a month as I record this, but nevertheless, these are things that I have done and I want to tell myself that I am doing it, almost recognize it to myself. It's just not really about checking boxes or seeking praise, but it is important that when we are on the quest for simple living and we are taking steps, and I am taking steps, that we really recognize the things that we have managed to achieve, because that becomes then a building block, a foundation that you can, you know, you can keep building from. So if I've been able to better my processes at work in order to really make better use of my time at work and find time to dedicate to the more rewarding aspects of the day-to-day, you know, the so-called grind of the day-to-day job. And I have made a very conscious effort of really compartmentalizing my time between work time and family time, then using that gained time that I'm having at home in a more dedicated manner, in a more intentional manner, to really dedicate time to my family. I mean, these are things that are important. These are things that are really worth celebrating. We live in a society that really values material ways of measuring success. And I want to completely move away from that. There is a place for material things to contribute to your life, but I do not believe that they represent the be-all and end-all of the quality of life. So I want to really make an effort to recognize to myself, to share with you, and to highlight how a few small changes can have a big impact on your quality of life. I have greatly enjoyed the time that I get to spend with my family this month because I'm having a lot more time. And even the days when I kind of bring the baggage of work on me, they have reduced. I'm having a lot less stress. There is still some, but certainly a lot less stress than I had in previous months. And the time when I'm here at home, I'm finding it a lot more enjoyable. We've been playing with little dolls. We've been reading. We've been coloring. It's still very cold. I haven't been able to go out on a hike with the girls or by myself. Still planning on that. I still need it. I very much need it. But certainly the time that we have spent together has been amazing. It's a great gain. It's a great way to start this process into achieving a simpler lifestyle, into achieving a simple living. I'm still working on bettering my food consumption, for example. My wife and I are working on that together. We have increased the amount of, like, for example, like vegetables that we're eating in our household, or the quality of the food that we're getting, maybe paying a little bit more in order to have something that is a better quality. Maybe eating out a little less. Sometimes it's very convenient, and in the way that we live our lives, you know, sometimes there's no escaping it, and we still fall back on those. But trying being very conscious in order to reduce that, and also paying attention to our finances in order to try to, you know, get out of debt, because we realize that if we are able to minimize the amount of money that we require every month in order to live comfortably, that means that we would be able to seek different employment that would reduce our stress and increase our comfort and our quality of life. So this doesn't happen overnight, and that's the whole point. That's why this is the road to simple living, because it is all one step after the other, one little step here, one little step over there. It's walking one foot after the other down a road that will take time. And I want everybody who is on that journey with me, whether you are ahead of me, you're just starting out, you've been doing this for a while, I want you to recognize yourself. I want you to really feel good about the things that you have managed to do, and tell other people, because that is how we're going to inspire other people. That's how we're going to inspire more people to really seek a simpler lifestyle that will achieve, that will help them achieve a better quality of life. I know that this sounds cheesy when you say it like that, and I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker, but at the same time, I do want to motivate you. I do want to motivate myself more than anything. And if motivating myself helps motivate you, then that's even better, because then that's, you know, the two for one. Have I achieved a simple lifestyle? Absolutely not. Am I still looking at every so often when I have a chance to go online and I look up at plots of lands, woodsy in the mountains, little tiny homes where I could maybe have a farm and some chickens and, you know, kind of daydream about it? Absolutely. But in the meantime, again, simple living in a complex world. I'm trying to achieve the ideas of simplicity in my life while living in a modern world that is very complex and becomes more complex day by day. But I want to take control of my own life. I have agency over my own life and that of my family, and that I want to protect, pursue, and increase. I hope that you're on your own journey for simple living. I'm sure that you can hear the dogs barking in the background. And I will catch you on the next episode of the Daniel Hyman Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Daniel Hyman Podcast. Please visit online at danielhyman.com, where you can find more information about this show, links to our video channel, and all our social media contact. Daniel Hyman is a production of 5YP Media, copyright 2022, 5YP LLC.